Now the trial language, end of the trial language. This is the day will be the trial language. Now the last trial language is the, I think, aging and the death. Generally, when we born as anyone, when we are born, they will be the certain thing is aging and the death is a certain. Just I think few, I mean the quite recently they come the one article. They say that now science may can produce some anti-aging treatment. So anti-aging means now we have to know what the Buddhism point of the meaning of the aging. But the science thinks the appearance, aging is only on the appearance. Buddhism does not mean whether appearance changes or aging means. Buddhism does not mean the aging means the changes of our appearance. So aging Buddhism point means when you are getting the more close to the more close to the death, that means the aging. More close to the death, that means the aging. Yeah. Okay, so that's why that means the aging. So that's why now the dual linkage at last at the end it will come so the aging and the death. So it talk dual linkage talk is how we are born, then at last what will happen? At last that it will death. It's age and death, yeah. So why the Buddhism that speak dual linkage, mainly the message what the dual linkage is giving. I just told the one thing to the Americans. When the Buddhism talks about the aging and the death and the birth, it's showing that we are not just born for just pay the bills and the die. So that's why Buddhism mainly is a dual linkage. What the message is giving is the how we're born and how we'll die and how we can change our destination. So mainly that is giving the message. So generally right now the lifestyle become like that. We are just born for the pay the bills and the die. So I mean, if you look at the country, maybe Vietnam, not very like that, but the other countries, maybe they have to give the many bills, no, electric bills and the water bills, insurance bill, health insurance, the everything, whatever the parking tolls, yeah, everything, a lot of the bills they have to pay. So day by day, paying the bills and those save the work for the pay the bills, then die. This has become the one the life circle now in the, I mean, the modern society. So that's why the end of the dual linkage, end date of the aging and the death. This is the one certain thing. Aging, we will get closer and closer to death. The death is a certain. Before that, now how we have to live? That's the one big question. Then another big question, after the death, what we can do? That's a two very big question. So Buddhism is dealing mainly these two things. So yeah, so that's why now here talks that you will see the aging and the death. So this is the end of the dual linkage, yeah? Yeah, so aging the death link, now you look at the liberation of the palm, the book. From aging the death, now it talks about, now here you can see that in this aging and the death, now page number, has it, let me phone.
The 484 image.
Now you can see that in the page number 484. Now here it talks about the dual linkage, end of the dual linkage, end of the dual linkage, aging and the death. Aging and the death is something like that. How the aging and the death comes? How the death comes? Now the one other questions comes. Why the aging and the death used to come? Why the death comes? So death usually it comes because we are born. So when you're born, the death will come. Again, birth will come. So this is so that's why it's saying that when there's a death is a certain, so birth is also certain. Because of the birth is certain, so death is certain. So that's why the sometimes the people the way how they interpret the Buddhism is very negatively when they talk about death, when they talk about other religions, mainly sometimes they base the Buddhism based on the fear, how they preach. So Buddhism someday represented very negatively. Like a Buddhism, when they present the Buddhism, they talks about the death, spirit, and all this. So that comes up mainly the Buddhism they built up on the base on the fear. Actually, the Buddha didn't base the Buddhism on the fear. He based the Buddhism mainly on the hope and the positive thoughts. So when they talk about the death, this is a one certain, one reality. But the Buddha talked that after the death, we can change a lot. We can do the many good things after death. So that means always Buddha want to show the positive sides of the everything. So I always used to say that the things and the issue, it's a depends on how we look at it. But in the Buddhism, Buddha teaches us how we look at the very right and the positive way. So that's why in the death, Now the question comes, death is a one reality. We have to accept that. That is a one of the universal reality. Now in the Buddhism, it talks about after the death, what will happen? So after the death, we will again born again. So that's the thing. Born again, and we can born in the better realm, and we can born in the better, the world. That it can happen. One thing. Now the second thing is, when the Buddha was talking about aging and the death, also in the 12 lineage, he talked very clearly that how we can change the next life through the changing the our karma. It can change. So also it shows a lot of things what we can do before the death. Okay. Yeah, okay. So now the older, now you will see that you say that, like you can see on that, they talks about how the comes. The first, the ignorance is like a sower of the seed. The karmic action, compositional factor, motivated by the ignorance. Yeah, like a seed, like a earth, which seed is planted. Now it talks. Now everything's the like a karma is seeded by the ignorance. The ignorance is like a seed. Then the in the seed planted, you can see how we give the example that karma comes by ignorance, that karma will be comes in the imprint and the remain in the consciousness. Then again, that will karma will bring the birth and the death and the everything. Yeah. So this is something like a universal law. This is one circle is a universal law. So when you look at the gravitation pole, this is the one of the nature law. This is not something that someone have created. This is a natural law. So when you look at the gravitation, the gravitation law of the gravitation, this is a one of the nature law. Something like that, the karma, the results, that the how it's got. This circle is also one of the universal law. It is not something that who have created. It is something like a universal law. Yeah. So this is something like a universal law. So that the universal law is that means that we cannot go against it at all. Even the Buddha cannot go against it. That is the one universal law. So what we have to do? We have to accept that universal law and make it according to that. We have to try to learn how to live. So that is something that the importance. Okay. So now it says the example. Now you can see that how they talk to give the example. So here it gave the example very simple way. It's give now the ignorance. The first dwelling is the ignorance is something like a seed that will produce the reason like a karmic action. That karmic action will be go into the imprints in the consciousness. The up till the our consciousness remain, whatever the positive karma imprints or negative karma imprints always remain in our consciousness. So that's where the one sometimes what we have to know is that consciousness, what we're saying, the consciousness is something like that. When the consciousness all carry the all the imprints of our karma, so that when the karma was a ripen, so that all the result will come. So that's why it's here is talk about the mainly that the talk about that when someone created the negative action, someone created the positive action, but the imprint will remain in the consciousness. That imprint is the one mainly who bring the result, who create the result or who brings the results. So this is the one thing that appears that the Buddhist, when he was talking about the 12 linkage, he's talking about a system that how the samsara is works, how the samsara is working. He's talking about one samsara, so how it works. Or that he's talking of the one of the universal law. Yeah, okay, that's a, okay. Now here it's, now here you see that, okay. Now you can see that here it talks about the, yeah. Now here you can see that, aging and the death, where they apply another component of the resultant manifested limb. Can you see us? Let us take as the example. Can you see this form? Let us take the example of the rebirth as a god. Through the power of our ignorance, they are being the blind and the suchness, in strength with some karma we accumulated. Karma will throw us in the rebirth as a god. So Buddhism, when they talk about it, generally, when they take the rebirth, mainly we will take about the rebirth in the six realms. Six realms that we call the humans realm, then we call the heavenly beings realm, demigod realms, animal realm, hungry ghost realm, and the hell realms. Now there is one realm called the which not comes into these six realms. That's called the Pure Land. So generally, they are the, some people that generally done. Now, when you look at this issue, like a Pure Land issue, general practitioner who can practice and true born in the Pure Land, that is the one general practice. From look at a very bodhisattva way of the practicing, he can transform the every realm wherever he was born into the Pure Land. That is a very high state of the practice. So that is a so what you can see is that is a something like a very high mind of bodhisattva practice. So bodhisattva practice, what will they say is that the form that they wherever you born, it doesn't matter. So you can just transform, or the you can just transform, or you can make that as a pure land wherever you born. Okay, good. So that is okay. Now here the what you can okay now. Now the aging, so they call the six realms. Now where were the six realms? Where we are born? We are born with the positive karmas and the good karmas. Good karmas, we were born in the higher realm. With the negative, the bad karma, we were born in the lower realms. But in the Heart Sutra, Buddha says there is no born, no death. There's nothing there still. When you look at the born, death, age, and the death, it's always some comes from the our mind. When we perceive it as a death, it's a death. When we perceive it as a birth, it is a birth. Yeah. So it's something, everything is a mind, how we see. Okay. Now Buddhism, when you're talking of the how the, it is the mind, how you see it, how you perceive it, it's a mind. When you perceive it at the birth, it's a birth. When you perceive it as a death, it's a death. It's the mind how we see it. So when the Buddha was a Heart Sutra, when he was talking with no birth and no death, when he was reached that state, he perceived it as a totally different. On that state of the mind, there is a no birth, no death at all. So that is, right now we have not reached that state. So how we perceive is a totally different. Now the in the generally our life, how the illusions, now that all this the like ignorance, it will create a negative karma. That ignorance creates a lot of the delusions. The delusions create a lot of the the doubts and the suspicious in our mind. So certainly the delusion is something like that. What we are having the way of the how we think is very strange. Certainly we will do the lot of the calculating. Over-calculate the issues. So that makes us the more confused. So when the Buddha was teaching the Dhamma, I mean, the Buddha was giving the teaching of that, this is something very scientific way. He talks everything very scientific. So slowly, slowly, gradually, when the time passes, century passes, and a little of the, all these rituals and all these schemes in the Buddhism, and the makes Buddhism a little bit more like a religious. And the Buddha's time, very scientific, he doing it very scientific way. So especially, I just remember the one thing that in the Judea monastery, after finishing my Geshe Haram, but then I went to the Judea. So we have to spend the 1 year in the Judea. At that time, they have a 3 day special prayer for the protectors, like a Mahakala protector prayer. So sometimes in their prayer sessions are too long. It will morning around maybe 4 a.m. to evening up till 8 p.m. They will go on, the prayers go on. Sometimes when they ring the bells and it ring the bells and the when they sound, and they ring the bells and the drums. Sometimes hours and hours they will only just ring the bells and the drum. Sometimes I used to feel very tired and bored, and I used to tell them why they are doing this, such a like this long period. One of the funny monk, he told me that because the Mahakala is a very huge valley, so he cannot come fast. We are waiting for it. Okay. So my point is the rituals. Okay, it comes in the yeah, it comes. So generally, so okay. So now the what's yeah. So okay. Now here you will see that now how we can overcome the all the samsaras things. Now this is all the samsaras. Now this. Okay. Now we can how we can overcome the all these things. Yeah, it talks about it. Yeah. So Buddha said that when you can remove the ignorance, everything we can remove. So the ignorance, to remove the ignorance, mainly the ignorance itself comes from the now the ego and the self-thinking, self-cherishing attitude. Yeah, self-thinking attitude is something like that, the self-cherishing attitude or the ignorance, mainly the ego. That ego. When you can remove the ego, then or the when you can remove the ignorance, then you can remove the every of the 12 linkage, all the 12 linkage will cease. Yeah, so ignorance. Yeah, so that's it. So that's why the Buddha talks about and they are the ignorance. So that's why he talked about the wisdom, because again the wisdom, that the wisdom is the only way to eliminate the ignorance. Among the wisdom, the best wisdom is the wisdom which understand the emptiness. Okay, so understanding the emptiness is not how long you spend the timing. It's how you spend the time to think about emptiness. That not matter how many years, it not matter the how many times you spend. It matters with the how you think emptiness. That's the main point. Even maybe you might think a few days, maybe at least you can get some understanding, but the right way of the thinking of the emptiness. The very funny thing is that in the new, weeks back, one very funny thing happened. The weeks back, so I was in the one of the community, Tibetan community, and there I saw the one old, I mean, the quite not a very old, middle-aged one gentleman. He is not a monk at all. So he came to the teaching. I think he learned quite a lot of Buddhism. Later on, he was, when the, at the lunch and the dinner time, I was, he was teaching a Buddhism to the my attendant monk. Because now he feels that now he's understanding the Buddhism quite well. Now he's teaching to, he is a layman, very layman, but teaching to the monk. Really, something like that. When you Buddhism is something like that, it doesn't mean that when you're monks and then your knowledge is better. It doesn't mean that. It is that how you learn the Buddhism. So Tibet, there is one very famous master. He was actually, he was not a monk, he's a layman. He was a very famous master. So that was one the time with this very story that in the Tibet, maybe that may be around a, maybe how 100 years back, which is around that. So that's why the days of one of the monks came from the Saraje. Usually he just came from the get some of the offerings for the monastery. So he went with the riding the horse and they came to the, that great master's place. So great masters are really, he was very famous. He had a lot of the Buddhism knowledge and he asked that monk, you monks know that the rules of the monks could not ride the horse. He said like that, yeah. So they're saying that that monks was a senior, but no knowledge of the Buddhism. So Tibetan terms is a very similar two words. He said that, do you know the rules of the monks about the riding the horse? That's called the tajin. Tajin, that is something, yeah, something like that. In Tibetan words, he said that. So that monks have no good knowledge of the Buddhism. But what he wants to say is that I know the rules of the riding the horse, but accidentally he spelled something else. He said that I know the rules of the wearing the animal's fur, you know, the animal skin. So that means the great master was not a monk, but he is following the five precept of Upasakawa. In the Upasakawa, Buddha's not allowed that the person who used the animal fur, using the animal skins. So he accidentally spelled out something else. That we say the blessings of the higher Garba. Actually, the monk have no knowledge, but he spells something else from the, his mouth. The great master, he called him great master, when he heard that, really he admired very a lot. They, actually, yeah. That he want to say that the, he knows the rules of the scholar, that the great master to ask the monk who come for the, receive the offering for the monastery. Actually, he asked that, do you know the rules of the monks cannot ride a horse? But he said that I know the rules of the wearing the animal's fur, you know, the animal skins.
Yes,
I know that rules. Because the master is wearing the animal's clothes in his, the master was wearing the animal skin. But the animal skins, but the riding the horse is an exception. They have an exception in the monk's rule. It is an exception. Monks can rule it. Exception is there. For wearing the animal skin, there is no exception. So master heard something else. Monk said something else. They are saying that because of the blessings of the higher giver, he spilled out to something else. Yeah. So that's why the great master, he was a great master. And the, what he's saying is that even, you know, in the 100 years back in the Tibetan, he was a nomad. He lives with the family. He raised the cattle, all he's doing. But the, once you get the right way of the understanding of the practicing, then he practiced the emptiness and he realized the emptiness. He wrote the, maybe more than the 20 volumes of the book, he wrote the books. He is a but normal layman. So when you practice the emptiness, it doesn't mean the, how long you spend the time on emptiness. You practice the emptiness. Yeah, okay. So, yeah. Last time, when we were the practicing in the public, I just told to ask for the searching for the self. So emptiness of the self. So I told them to meditate. So I told them that in the few minutes while you meditate, I'm sure that you will find nothing. While I'm meditating for the 30 years, I have find nothing. So in the few minutes, I'm sure that you will find nothing. Okay, just my point. Okay, so that's why now the emptiness. Now it will come in the end, now the third chapter, I mean the end of the liberation palm. So maybe I will talk at that time the how to practice in the emptiness. Okay, so way of the understanding the emptiness, it will be eliminate the ignorance, then it will eliminate all the negative karma. Then the liberation will come. Okay, then the third liberation will come. Okay.